Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Intent-based prompt calibration, enhancing prompt optimization with synthetic boundary cases. Authored 2024 by Elad Levi, Eli Brosh, Madden Friedman. Abstract. Prompt engineering is a challenging and important task due to the high sensitivity of large language models, LLMs, to the given prompt and the inherent ambiguity of a textual task instruction. Automatic prompt engineering is essential to achieve optimized performance from LLMs. Recent studies have demonstrated the capabilities of LLMs to automatically conduct prompt engineering by employing a meta prompt that incorporates the outcomes of the last trials and proposes an improved prompt. However, this requires a high-quality benchmark to compare different prompts, which is difficult and expensive to acquire in many real-world use cases. In this work, we introduce a new method for automatic prompt engineering, using a calibration process that iteratively refines the prompt to the user intent. During the optimization process, the system jointly generates synthetic data of boundary use cases and optimizes the prompt according to the generated dataset. We demonstrate the effectiveness of our method with respect to strong proprietary models on real-world tasks such as moderation and generation. Our method outperforms state-of-the-art methods with a limited number of annotated samples. Furthermore, we validate the advantages of each one of the system's key components. Our system is built in a modular way, facilitating easy adaptation to other tasks. The code is available at https://github.com/eladlev/autoprompt. 1. Introduction. In recent years, there has been significant enhancements in the capabilities of large language models, LLMs, demonstrating impressive generative performance across a variety of tasks, reference 11, 4. Nevertheless, despite these advancements, the quality of the model's outputs is highly sensitive to the conditioned prompt, reference 18, 40. Even a slight modification in the prompt format can significantly impact the model's performance, reference 27. This issue is even more evident in popular proprietary models, where a change in model version results in drastic changes in model behavior on a wide range of tasks, reference 6. In order to tackle the prompt sensitivity issue, several methods, reference 15, 16, propose to use soft prompts which require access to the LLM itself in order to perform the optimization. Recently, reference 35, 37, 24, demonstrated the effectiveness of using LLMs themselves to optimize the prompt. To this end, each prompt is assigned a score based on a given benchmark and an appropriate metric. The optimization process is performed iteratively by providing a meta prompt that incorporates the history of the last few prompt scores and guiding the model to suggest a better prompt with a higher score. However, the high quality, large benchmarks required by this approach to evaluate the performance of the different prompts often do not exist in many real-world use cases. Moreover, iterating on such large datasets can be costly. LLMs have proven to be highly effective in generating high-quality and rich datasets that boost model performance on a diverse set of tasks, reference 25, 36, 19, 33. Recent works demonstrate the capabilities of LLMs to refine the prompt provided by the user, resolving the initial prompt ambiguity, reference 10. However, without additional information, the model has to guess the true intention of the user, which in many cases can lead to inaccurate results. In this work, we introduce intent-based prompt calibration, IPC, a system which aims to calibrate the prompt according to the intention of the user, by using synthetic examples. The calibration process is performed by iteratively building a dataset of challenging boundary cases and optimizing the prompt according to the generated benchmark. This novel aspect of our method, producing a small benchmark tailored to the boundary cases of the user's task as part of the optimization process, is highly valuable for explainability, LLM distillation, and other use cases. In contrast to previous works, the system is optimized for real-world use cases such as moderation, which usually suffers from imbalanced data distribution. We also extend the prompt optimization to a new family of generative tasks by first fitting a ranking prompt and then performing the prompt optimization with the learned ranker. Learning a prompt ranker allows us to optimize generative tasks with minimal annotation effort. As demonstrated in our experimentation section, using such an approach without synthetic data of boundary cases, e.g., as done in previous methods, would not be efficient due to the natural imbalance of the ranking distribution. Lastly, our system is built in a modular way, such that each part of the components can be used on its own in other tasks like synthetic data generation or prompt distillation between two LLMs. We describe the system components in detail and demonstrate the effectiveness of our proposed method with respect to strong proprietary models like GPT 3.5, 4 Turbo. We show that our method outperforms previous methods using a very small amount of data and iteration steps. This significantly reduces the total optimization efforts and costs, and makes the system applicable to various production use cases. 2. Method. Our system is illustrated in Figure 1. We start with the initial prompt suggestion in a task description. The user can also provide a few examples in a few-shot setting. Then, during the calibration optimization process, the system iteratively, 1. Suggests a few samples of challenging and diverse boundary cases for the task in the current prompt. 2. Evaluates the current prompt on the generated dataset, and provides an analysis. 3. Given the history of the last few prompts, suggests a new prompt with a higher score. The optimization process is terminated when either there is no improvement in the last few steps, or when the maximum number of iterations has been reached. The base configuration of our system is optimized for classification tasks, with accuracy set as the score function, and the error analysis determined by a confusion matrix in the prompt misclassifications. An example of the system flow can be seen in Figure 2. In each iteration, new challenging samples are generated, according to the current prompt, and the misclassifications are used to refine the prompt until it is calibrated to the user intent. 2.1. Generative tasks. To extend the prompt calibration process from classification tasks to generative tasks, we split the optimization process into two parts. In the first part, we use an LLM to rephrase the initial prompt and task description in order to define a ranking task based on the modified initial prompt and task description. We then calibrate a prompt for the ranking task, treating it as a classification task using the classification pipeline. Naturally, the ranker distribution tends to be a normal distribution with its mean at the mean score. This distribution is imbalanced, especially in the interesting range of the top scores. Therefore, in the ranking case, the sample generator metaprompt is instructed to generate challenging boundary samples from the top two scores. In the second part, we leverage the same underlying process to optimize the original generative prompt. This step is done by iteratively applying steps 2 and 3, described in the system overview, using the calibrated ranking prompt as the score function. It's important to note that human annotations are required only in the ranking calibration process. Furthermore, by treating the intent as a classification task, the prompt can be calibrated using a small amount of annotation effort. 2.2. Meta prompts. The meta prompts consist of three separate prompts, as can be seen in Appendix A. Sample generator. The sample generation meta prompt is determined according to the system state. In the first iteration, if the user doesn't provide any samples, zero shot setting, the meta prompt instructs the model to generate diverse adversarial samples with even class distribution. In the next, 2.3. System pipeline. An overview of the system architecture can be seen in Figure 8. The system consists of four primary components. Dataset. This component manages the dataset and performs operations such as insertion, modification, deletion, and applying functions on the dataset rows. The component also handles data cleaning by removing semantic duplications and performing semantic sampling. Since the system is optimized for small datasets, the current implementation is based on a local database using pandas. Estimator. The estimator is responsible for estimating a batch of samples. We implement this component twice, once for the predictions and once for the annotations. This generic implementation for both types of use cases allows us to modify the system simply for diverse use cases such as prompt calibration, prompt distillation, and prompt squashing. The currently supported types of estimators are 1. Human annotation, using Argilla UI, reference 32. The system is connected to the Argilla server and is waiting until the annotation task is completed. 2. LLM estimator, which uses an LLM to estimate the sample given a prompt. We support various types of LLMs, using LangChain integration, reference 5. For efficiency, the system supports parallelism using both workers and async calls. The system also supports sending a few samples in one prompt, prompt batching, which can reduce the cost significantly. And, 3, batch estimator. The batch estimator runs multiple LLM estimators and integrates their outputs through an aggregation layer. It is mainly used for prompt squashing, enabling users to optimize a single prompt that will perform as well as running few prompts multiple times. For example, when a user wants to apply several moderation rules simultaneously. Evaluator. The evaluator is responsible for evaluating the records after the prediction and annotation stage. The evaluator accepts a function and applies it to each row. It's important to note that the function is generic. For example, in the generation pipeline, the function is performed by invoking an LLM. The evaluator is also responsible for defining the errors and handling the error analysis using the analyzer described in the meta prompt section. Optimizer, optimization pipeline. The optimizer manager handles the whole optimization process flow. It performs the iteration steps described in the previous section and is responsible for stopping and returning the final calibrated prompt. The currently supported criteria are either convergence, determined by a patient's hyperparameter, or usage limit, determined by maximal cost if relevant, or by the number of generated tokens. 3. Experiments. We test our system on scenarios that reflect real-world moderation and generation use cases on strong proprietary models, GPT 3.5, 4 Turbo. We use the IMDb review dataset, reference 20, as the base data for all our experiments. We compare our proposed IPC method to two SOTA prompt optimization methods that are based on meta prompts. 1. OPRO, reference 35, and 2. The meta prompt provided by PE, reference 37. Some initial samples in a prompt, in addition to a short task description. To generate the ground truth, GT, we composed a highly detailed prompt with specific preferences. For the GT generation, we used a strong model, GPT-4 Turbo, as this process of generating the GT simulates a user's particular preference for the given task. The baseline methods were trained on samples from the IMDb dataset, reference 20, whereas our proposed method was trained on the adversarial synthetic data which was provided with 10 initial samples from the original IMDb training data. All methods were trained for 50 iterations. The test dataset was taken from the IMDb reviews test split, with the generated annotations provided by the GT prompt. We then collected 250 samples for each class in each one of the tested scenarios, such that the final dataset has equal class distribution. It's important to note that the IMDb dataset includes only highly polarizing reviews, no reviews with ratings in the range of 4 to 7. To evaluate the method's performance on more challenging cases, we also generate a synthetic test dataset with 300 samples, using the initial prompt, for the sentiment classification task. We present our results in figures 3, 7. As seen in the figures, IPC outperforms all other tested methods. In particular, it's important to note the high variance of the other methods, especially in the case of a small number of training samples. The gap in performance between the methods becomes even more evident in the synthetic data case, where there are more boundary cases, as can be seen in Figure 6. A qualitative comparison between the methods can be seen in Table 1. While OPRO, reference 35, results in mainly rephrasing the initial prompt, and the PE, reference 37, prompt only partly fits the GT prompt, the IPC prompt successfully captures the subtle details and nuances of the GT prompt. The significant differences in data distributions between the original data and the synthetic generated data can be seen in Figure 5. Both the spoiler and the PG classification tasks exhibit significant bias towards the no labels, where the synthetic data is almost balanced. 3.2. Generation. The generation setting is composed of two parts, generating the ranker prompt and then using the ranker to optimize the generation task prompt. We tested our generation pipeline on challenging ambiguous tasks. 1. Generate a movie review that is enthusiastic, reliable and adheres to a given movie description. 2. Generate a movie review that is sarcastic but has a positive sentiment. As in the classification case, we chose highly detailed prompts to generate the ranker GT with a scale of 1 to 5, which simulates the human preferences for the given task. For each tested method, we fit a ranker using 50 labeled samples, and then optimize the generative task prompt according to the learned ranking model. The reported evaluation score is calculated by running the learned generative prompt on a test set of size 50 and evaluating the result using the target ranking prompt GT. For the baseline methods, we took samples from the IMDb review dataset, reference 20, and generated a movie description for each review. We then fed this data to the ranker optimization process. We ran both the ranker training and the generator training for 30 iteration steps. Results for GPT-4 Turbo LLM, including both ranker training and generation prompt training, are presented in Table 3. A qualitative comparison is provided in Table 4. We see that using IPC improves the average ranking score of the generated reviews compared to the other tested methods in all tested scenarios. It's important to note that all the tested methods, except for IPC, performed worse than the initial prompt in some experiments. This can be explained by the distribution of the ranking scores in the real data, which is shown in Figure 4, where there are almost no samples with the top score. In contrast, The distribution of the generated synthetic samples is biased towards the top two scores. 3.3. Ablation study. We examine the impact of each key component of the system on the spoiler classification task. Specifically, we look at the 50 training samples case. The effect of each one of the components can be seen in Table 2. Using synthetic data boosts model performance. It is also important to note that the analyzer component substantially improves the model's performance. This stands in contradiction to reference 35's findings that adding errors to the meta prompts doesn't improve the model performance, and can also emphasize the gap between the standard general benchmarks in use cases such as moderation. 4. Related work. Prompt optimization. Several methods have been suggested to address the challenge of automating the prompt engineering process. A commonly used approach is to optimize a task-specific embedding in either a continuous reference 15, 16, 17, or discrete reference 34, 29 manner. This approach requires access to the LLM itself in order to perform the optimization. An alternative approach is to use reinforcement synthetic data. The utilization of synthetic data produced by LLMs has demonstrated remarkable effectiveness across a wide range of tasks, including code generation, reference 25, 36, mathematical reasoning, reference 38, 19, text embedding, reference 33, and text-to-image, reference 3. The advantage of using synthetic data is not only in cost savings, it can also be beneficial for low-resource tasks or imbalanced data distributions, reference 21. Following these works, our system generates high-quality, evenly distributed synthetic boundary samples that result in a more efficient optimization process and higher quality results. Synthetic data was also proven to be an effective method to distill knowledge from black box LLMs by training on synthetic data that was generated by those models, reference 31, 22, 12. However, in these works, the generated data was used to fully train the student model. In contrast, our work demonstrates the effectiveness of synthetic data to distill knowledge between two black box models via automatic prompt engineering. Curriculum learning. Arranging the data samples for training machine learning models in a meaningful way, starting from easier samples and progressing to more challenging ones, can yield performance enhancements compared to the conventional method of training based on random data shuffling. This approach is known as curriculum learning, reference 32. Curriculum learning has been proven to be effective in various fields such as object localization, reference 13, 28, object detection, reference 7, 26, and NLP, reference 14, 23. Inspired by these ideas, in reference 8, they propose to fine-tune LLMs by iteratively generating synthetic data and refining the policy to distinguish between the synthetic data and the human annotated data. In our work, we use a similar approach, where the system iteratively generates more challenging cases that resolve the previous prompt ambiguity in order to more efficiently tune to the user intent. 5. Conclusions. In this work, we introduced IPC, a system for automatic prompt engineering. The system combines a synthetic data generation module that generates challenging and diverse samples, and a prompt optimization module that suggests new prompts. Both of them are implemented by prompting LLMs, and they iteratively refine each other until the prompt converges. We further propose a new method to extend the meta-prompt-based prompt optimization process to generative tasks. We demonstrate the effectiveness of our system on real-world use cases such as moderation and generation with respect to strong proprietary models, GPT 3.5, 4 Turbo. Our method significantly enhances the resulting performance of prompts in all tested scenarios. Our system is built in a modular and flexible way that allows for easy modification and addition of new components. In future work, we intend to extend our system to new use cases such as multimodality and in-context learning. We also intend to explore further possibilities to optimize the meta prompts themselves. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.